It's time for Center Stage Minnesota, a production of Northern Community Radio, made possible with the support of the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the members of KBXE and KAXE. I'm your host, Brett Carter. I'm very excited today because Reina Del Cid is coming in very soon. We're pretty excited. I'm pretty excited about that. Looking forward to having her play a couple songs and ask her some questions, and we'll get to know her a little bit better. There's a lot of new music out right now from Minnesotans, and we're pretty excited about that. I'm excited about this first one. It's the first track on their new album. The album is called Easy Way. This is the Cactus Blossoms and their song Desperado on Center Stage Minnesota. Thank you.
can make me feel this way. It's my girl. Talking about my girl. My girl. Talking about my girl. The sweetest girl in the world, y'all. She's my girl. I've got sunshine on a cloudy day with my girl. I've even got the month of May with my girl.
This waking and this living is not what it seems.
You're listening to Center Stage Minnesota off his new album called Sunshine Rock. Here's Bob Mould with Irrational Poison on Center Stage Minnesota.
Away I go is myself. summer when he let me go again. I tried a couple things, kept my distance, spread my wings, tried other men. I was on the wrong side of what was ever gonna work again. Gotta get you off my mind, so I'm driving up the 5 to stay alive till Jefferson. Back to the fun.
check your mail. You better read your messages. Remember about mindfulness. Just keep your eyes on the road ahead.
That's Rich Madsen and the North Stars on Center Stage Minnesota. That's their brand new album called Totem and their song Feeling the Grass. Before that, we had Yor Smith with the song The Spot. And we started things off, well, we had White Light Ride in there with a cover song, What a Fool Believes. And then we started things off with Bob Mould. We have Raina Del Cid in our studio today, and we're pretty excited about that. It's really fun to have live music in our studio, and we're going to start off right now with a song called Hold Me Before I Let You Down.
Me before I'm gone forever. Underneath the setting sun, I wish we could make that trip together. But that old train is boarding one by one. My dear, we have traveled far together. Swam the sea, and still there are so many places calling us. But won't you see the rest for me? And hold me before I'm gone forever, 'cause it's all that we can do. I wish we could make that trip together, but I'll go on ahead and wait for you. Content to hold your hand. The mystery of the dark, it never bothered me. 'Cause your love is all I need to understand. And hold me before I'm gone forever. it's all that we can do. I wish we could make that trip together, but I'll go on ahead and wait for you. I wish we could make that trip together, but I'll be waiting somewhere, dear, for you.
That's Raina Del Cid and Tony Lindgren on guitar, and we're so glad to have you here. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
It's you've been making kind of a northern Minnesota sweep here. How has that been going, besides getting stuck?
Well, we picked, you know, the polar vortex to come north. It was poor planning on our part, but when we were booking this run, it was 55 and brown everywhere, so how are we to know? But our van did get stuck when we were up in Duluth. It took five of us all day to push that thing out and dig it out from the snowbanks, but, you know, it was worth it. Duluth is beautiful this time of year, and as is everywhere in northern Minnesota, so we're happy to be up here, so...
Yeah, I saw that picture, or I don't think it was a video. I think it was a picture, and it looked really amazing. That van was wall to wall with snow.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what made us think that we could get the van through there, but yeah. We were staying up in a cabin up there, so after the gig, and it was worth it for
that's
the view.
Nice.
But yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. So, Raina, I've been following you, and you were at the Great Northern Radio Show. I think that's the first time I saw you when you were there, and it's been really fun. Tell me about your songwriting, because that's really what distinguishes you, to me anyway, from other artists. You have just really some deep, thoughtful songwriting. Where does that come from?
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I was an English major in college, so I take a lot of inspiration from old dead writers, basically, and poetry especially. And I think for me, it's really important that there be some sort of story or, like, you know, lyrical content that's worthwhile in every song. And you know, Tony, who is here with me, she's the guitar player. You're hearing the beautiful guitar picking, finger picking. She brings the musical aspect of it to the songwriting. So in that way, we kind of complement each other, I think.
And what I know, there's no one such thing as one way, but what's the process? Do you come with music sometime and say, here, put words to this?
Yeah, I've done that a couple times. Yeah, some of the newer albums have been more of that collaboration. A lot of the times, though, you pretty much bring the framework and then the band kind of works it out from there. I think that happens more often.
And when you say that the band works it out from there, are you in a studio and you're all just kind of goofing around and seeing where it goes? Or
well, actually, we just started renting a studio space in Minneapolis mm-hmm. that we can call our own. And we've, you know, built it from, you know, just white walls and concrete to a really warm and nice space. And that's been a really cool creative place for us where we can kind of work on songs.
Yeah.
And before, this used to just happen in piecemeal, like in people's basements or wherever right. we could find space and we wouldn't be annoying neighbors. So it's really nice to be able to have that space. And we record a lot of videos. We do a video series called Sunday Mornings right. with Raina Del Cid. A lot of that happens there now because we have a headquarters, basically. So.
Nice. Well, don't stop going outside, though, because
yeah.
I love those videos outside. Those yeah. are really fun. I know it's probably a pain, but...
In the summer, it's nice, but in the winter, when it's negative 40, you got to go somewhere.
That's true. Well, so you mentioned that Sunday morning thing. I just want to say that before I get back to the studio thing, but that's really fun. When did you decide to do that, and how has it been going?
It's, you know, it's been, I think, a year and a half, maybe a couple of years even now that we've been doing that. Every single Sunday we record a song and we release it. And it's been kind of a cool community of people that tune in at exactly 10 a.m. every Sunday, have a cup of coffee and watch the song. And, you know, there have been only a couple times we've missed the Sunday and we get these emails from people being like, where's our video? You know, so people have really kind of turned it into a fun community thing. It started actually in Ireland when we were over there.
Yeah.
We thought it'd be fun to do a video. It happened to be Sunday, and I thought, why don't we just keep doing them every Sunday and in different places, because we're usually on tour. And so sometimes, you know, we've done one in Prague, in London, kind of everywhere. So
speaking of, if anyone listening has a spot that we could do one tonight,
yeah.
feel free to let us know.
We got to do one when we're up here. So.
Yeah.
So do you always do it literally on Sunday, or sometimes you do it around Sunday?
I should say we usually record it beforehand and then we release it on Sunday morning
okay.
at 10 a.m. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be hard. Sometimes we do it the same morning, but that becomes really stressful because we try to get it out by 10. And
so do you do any work on it? Do you have to edit a little bit and stuff? So
yep.
that makes take some time, obviously.
Yeah, it does. And I've turned into kind of a video editor. That's like not a thing I thought I would ever do in my life, but it's been kind of fun tinkering around with that.
Well, it's really fun. I watch lots of them. I don't always tune in at 10 a.m. Sunday. I'm usually at church then, so I can't see it right live. But it is really fun to see that, especially because it's not just your original music. It's a lot of cover songs, and that just lets you have fun, I would think. It seems like, Tony especially, it seems like you get some fun guitar licks when you play on Sunday mornings.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of our, like, we think of it as like our jam time, you know. It's like whatever you've been listening to lately and you kind of want to mess around on, so... our shows are kind of our, and our studio albums are kind of where we polish things and bring our final thoughts to the board. But Sunday mornings are us just hanging out, having fun.
Yeah. Well, over in Rail River, when you're over there tonight, if you get there early enough, you could probably record in there. It's
that
a pretty
be,
nice
yeah.
space for that. It might be a little echoey at first, but.
Yeah, that's a great space.
Yeah. Actually, so that could be fun.
Absolutely.
A little local flavor. Or you could just go outside by Paul and Babe.
We could last maybe 30 seconds out there with our guitars.
But yeah. It's warm today, so.
Yeah, not bad. It is sunny.
Supposedly.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really fun. So let's do another song. What's this next song you're going to do?
So this one's called Whiskey Down. It's one of our older songs off of our first album.
I'll take another shot of that whiskey down, and I'll bring myself around this boring town, and somewhere between the reds and greens of the streetlights, I'll find you. Now I probably won't, hey, but maybe I will, and all the tears I cry over the milk I spill from a beautiful stream flows wild and free from the fountains of the brokenhearted. Where you're still moving on and I'm still going strong, but it won't be long till I'm cracking up in my heart. I know I can bear the load, but still it makes it hard when you didn't fall as far. And see, I can tell that you're doing swell. Well, my private hell, it burns me up, and I'm loving you got me high, it's true, but I'm headed for the ground. I'll take the whiskey down. I'll take just one more shot of that whiskey down, and I'll pick another jewel off my fool's gold crown, 'cause I'm the ruler of the fools in love in the kingdom of the brokenhearted. Said I wouldn't call, hey, but maybe I will, and watch the water fall over the dam I built, and when the levees all break, then every mistake will rush me back to where I started. Where I'm still moving on and I'm still going strong, but it won't be long till I'm cracking up in my heart. I know I can bear the load, but still it makes it hard when you didn't fall as far. And see, I can tell that you're doing swell. Well, my private hell, it burns me up, and now loving you got me high, it's true, but I'm headed for the ground. Well, I'll take the whiskey down, and I'll take it down into the ground.
Should we switch it up, Tony?
Let's do it.
I'll take just one more shot of that whiskey down, and I'll bring myself around this boring town, and somewhere between the reds and greens of the streetlights, I'll find you. We're still moving on, and I'm still going strong, but it won't be long till I'm cracking up in my heart. I know I can bear the load, but still it makes it hard when you didn't fall as far. And see, I can tell that you're doing swell. Well, my private hell, oh, it burns me up, and now loving you got me high, it's true, but I'm headed for the ground. Take the whiskey down, and I take the whiskey down. I take the whiskey down. I take the whiskey down.
Reina Del Cid and Tony Lindgren live in studio at KBXE in Bemidji. You're listening to Center Stage Minnesota. Thanks so much for being in here today. I wanted to go back to that comment about your studio because that's so interesting. So you're renting a studio space, but it sounds like when you got there, what was it like? What was there?
It was just, it was 750 square feet of concrete floor and white walls.
Wow. That
were what is that? Sheetrock or whatever. So it was really bad. It was echoey. You say one word and you'd hear it eight more times, bouncing around. So we did so much acoustic treatment and just put in a lot of rugs. And we actually had all of our Sunday morning fans send us books for the studio space. So we had like three empty bookshelves and they filled them all with books. It was like maybe 250 books people sent.
Wow.
So all the books in the studio are actually sent by people, and they can see them behind us in the videos that we make.
I'm sure they're checking.
Yeah, they have been. They write me the email like, why did you put my book on the bottom shelf? So
that's funny.
Yeah, but it's been really cool. It's kind of, it's just nice to have them kind of contribute to the set basically for our Sunday morning videos.
Yeah, that's really fun. I didn't know that. And it's when you say it, when I hear it, you say renting studio, you think it's all ready to go. Everything's it sounded like it wasn't. So that's really interesting. That sounds like it's been kind of a creative endeavor in itself.
Yeah, it's actually part of a big building that's a book bindery. So it just happened to be one empty, unused part of a book bindery. This guy named Jeff is really good at binding old books. And I thought that was a great fit, with what I do. So
that's kind of perfect for you.
It is.
That's great.
It's the right aesthetic. Yeah.
Can you smell the books?
I feel I would love to be able to smell the old books, but all we can really smell is like lingering sheetrock and stuff. So, we're working on that. But
that's good. Well, maybe you just have to bring in some of his books that can't be bound.
There you go.
And put them on the floor and have the ambiance of that.
That'll be great.
Tony, you've been doing a lot of guitar playing since the last time I saw you, which was a couple years ago. How's that been going? You've been doing all sorts of stuff.
Yeah. Went to Europe a couple times this year. And I've just been on the road pretty much all of 2018. So I actually took last month off to just kind of hang out in St. Paul.
Nice.
So that was nice. But after this, we're going back out again. So it should be another year of that. But it's been pretty constant guitar playing for the past year.
And it shows. It's really great. You're really fun to watch, play, and listen to. So that's really fun.
Thank you.
You mentioned being overseas. It sounds like you're leaving the country. It looks like you're leaving the country.
Yeah, in a couple of weeks, we head back to Europe for the second time.
Fun.
So I'm pretty excited, yeah.
How will that be? What was it like last time?
It was great. Last time we had mostly very small and cozy venues, and this time we're kind of upgrading to more, mid-sized venues. And we're joining our friend Josh Turner, who is an incredible guitar player and songwriter himself. And we're teaming up with him and kind of touring around all the continent in the UK and up into Sweden. So
wow.
It should be fun.
Really fun. Do you have roots? Lindgren seems like maybe.
Everyone over there asks that.
Yeah.
I think that's a pretty common name.
Yeah.
I'm actually not sure, but I think since we've been going over there, I'm kind of curious now because everyone wants to know where I come from over there.
Yeah.
Do that 23andMe
test. I think I'm
going to
do
it. Oh, there
you go. Yeah.
You better hurry.
Yeah.
That would be fun because then maybe you can, when you're in Sweden, they'll just put you up in their house or something.
Yeah, right. Find my long lost family members that are over there.
That would be a lot of fun. I've seen Josh Turner with you on your Sunday morning videos, right?
He's
been in there? Yeah, that's fun.
A couple times, yeah.
Yeah, good. Well, that will be a lot of fun. Well, let's go out on something fun. What do you have for us?
Well, since we were mentioning the Sunday morning covers that we do sometimes, I thought we would end the set with a Taj Mahal song, one of my favorites. Thank you.
There's honey in the honey pot. The pot is hot. There's honey in the honey pot, and the pot is what you got. They love me to my soul. Yeah, love me to my soul. Whoa. Rock me to my soul. Yeah, love me to my soul. Now, baby, won't you come by me and spare me this misery? Sugar, won't you come by me? I'm the queen bee. Love me to my soul. Yeah, love me to my soul. Whoa. Rock me to my soul. Yeah, love me to my soul. This song was made for lovers.
Love me to my soul.
Lovers and lovers.
Love me to my soul.
Queen bee.
Love me to my soul.
And queen bee.
Love me to my soul.
Queen bee.
Love me to my soul.
Queen bee.
Love me to my soul.
Queen bee.
That's Raina Del Cid and Tony Lindgren. Thank you so much for being here today. Oh, I turned your microphones off. I'm going to hear your thank you at the end.
Thanks so much for having
thank
us.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Now you say you're lonely. You cry the whole night through. Cry me a river. I cried a river over you. Now you say you're sorry for being so untrue. Drove me, nearly drove me out of my head. While you never shed a tear. Remember, I remember all that you said. You told me love was too plebeian. You told me you were through with me. Now you say you love me. Well, just to prove you do. I cried a river over you. draw me out of my head. Why you never shed a tear? Remember, I remember all that you said. You told me love was stupid being. You told me you were through with me. Now you say just to prove you do, come on and cry me a river, cry me a river. I cried a river over you.
That was the music of the Crow Wings from our area. They have a song called I Would Cry. They've got a couple new songs out on YouTube. You can take a look at those sometime when you're out cruising the internet. Nancy Harms before that with off her In the Indigo album and her song Cry Me a River. And then we had that great music by Raina Del Cid and Tony Lindgren. Where are we going? Coming up this hour, we've got music from Jose James and Fathom Lane, new music from Fathom Lane. And Little Man is a brand new song that's just out today. That's coming up in a little bit here. A song called Sometimes Solitude. It's a brand new release that just went out digitally to the universe today. So we'll play that a little bit later today. But let's start things off with Jose James off his Love in a Time of Madness CD. This song is called Closer on Center Stage, Minnesota.
Stuck in a daze, thinking about you, with you. All you got to do is say my name. You know what it is, girl. I'm here and I'm trying to reach you closer and closer, closer and closer, closer and closer, closer. Okay, okay, I'm with you. Hey, what's on my mind? Alright, alright, I'm looking at you. Face so goddamn fine, I ain't gonna lie. You're down the ride, and I'm down the ride. Okay, okay, we're to my favorite, let's get. Hey, babe, know what it is. You know I need to get with you, you know. I can be the only one. I'm just trying to get closer, closer and 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 closer. You wanna go out, girl? Make sure I'm free when I let you know. Okay, okay, with you. Hey, what's on my mind? So goddamn fine, I ain't gon' lie. You're down the ride, and I'm down the ride. Okay, okay, we're to my favorite, let's get, let's get. Baby, let's get, let's get. Baby, let's get. Baby, let's get, baby, let's get. Baby, let's get. Okay, okay, with you, hey, what's on my mind? All right, I'm looking at you, face so goddamn fine, I ain't gonna lie, you're down the ride, and I'm down the ride, okay, okay, with you, my baby, okay, okay, with you, hey, what's on my mind? Did it get this far?
your eyes. That's all I want you to see. Who are you when you're alone? That's who I want you to be. Hey.
My point. Really, it was a good one. How would it be if everything that you thought you knew was turned upside down, opposite from your point of view? And how would you feel if the ground was really the sky? All of this time you've been walking when you could have been flying. If you run 1,000 miles a minute, you can't expect to wear out a few pairs of shoes. If you forget how to love and take it for granted, you can't expect to wear out people close to you. And what if all the birds were flying just to show us, and all the trees were really holding the sky? If you really created your life. Stories you told, the good and bad, that they come alive. And how would it change if your words were like nails and wood? You build your house, but you forget that it's just a house. You can't rebuild. Pretending we are caught up in a world of daydreams. What if loving what you have is everything? And what if all the birds were flying just to show? If everything that you thought you knew was turned upside down, opposite from your point of view.
Broken heart, and let me see your pain. Drag it out, shout it out, put it on display. Well, if you could share that side of you, maybe, maybe I could too. Some people walk around wearing wounds on their sleeves. Others hide behind doors, hoping you won't see all the crying, all the shame, and all the guilt, and all the blame. Show you mine, and we'll hold each other, love each other, lift each other.
My Kind of Crowd, Brianne Marie and the Front Porch Sinners off their album Salt in the Snow. That is called Let It Shine. Before that, we heard from Ellis live in concert with a song called How Would It Be? And Fathom Lane, and we started things off. That was new music from Fathom Lane called The Lookout. And Jose James started things off for us. Here's Carrie Noble off her album Fearless with her song If No One Will Listen on Center Stage, Minnesota.
Maybe no one told you there is strength in your tears, so you fight to keep from pouring out. What if you unlock the gate that keeps your secret soul? You think there's enough, you would drown if no one will listen. If you decide to speak, if no one is left standing after the bombs explode, if no one wants to look at you for what you really are, I will be here still. Take you where you alone must go. There's no telling what you will find there. And God, I know that fear that eats away at your bones. It's screaming every step, just stay here. If no to speak, if no one is left standing after the bombs explode, if no one wants to look at you for what you really are, I will be here still. Find your fists are raw and red from beating yourself down. If your legs have given out under the weight, if you find that you've been settling for a world of gray, so you wouldn't have to face down your own hate. If no one will listen, decide to speak, if no one is left standing after the bombs explode, if no one wants to look at you for what you really are, I will be here still. If no one will listen, if you decide to speak,
turning the wine back to water. I drone on the summit when the moon is high. Unarmed forces by my side. A scout on the mist with the cavalry behind. Turning the wine back to water. Tell me when the horses of war will be. On a flower mountain, loose and free. We'll close the big face of misery.
Every day of the year, your everything to me, nothing more to be. I keep on showing myself. Traveling to all where I went, I keep on telling myself.
What'd you think of that? That's Little Man with brand new song, Sometimes Solitude, just released to the world today, and happy to play it here on Center Stage Minnesota. David Huckfeldt, another new music piece with a song called King Whirl off his Stranger Angel CD. That's just out. And before that, we had Carrie Noble with If No One Will Listen. Vicki Emerson's new album finally arrived in our studios, and we're happy to be able to play all of the songs on it. We've been playing one of the songs. We had a single from there, and now it's one of the great songs on the album, Good Enough. That was the song we've been playing, but now we're going to add in some more music. Sarah Morse is on there, Carrie Arnett, Jake Armerding, and Steve Bozeman's. Oh, sorry, Steve. It's probably Steve Bossman's. Anyway, there's all sorts of great people on this album, and you're going to hear another song off it right now called The Boat Song. It's Vicki Emerson on Center Stage Minnesota.
I've been dreaming. I've been scheming. How do I keep you all to myself? I'm tired of the fast pace. I've given up the chase. I wanna know you like nobody else. If I could be a boy, take you from coast to coast, throw all our cares into the wake. If I could be a boat, let the wind show us where to go, cast out
We were off to the races, throwing words like stones. We were living in a glass house till it shattered to the ground. We were up until the dawn. Then you were gone. I wish I would. You were headed to the border. You were never turning back. I was curled up like a fetus, feeling like a heart attack. We were up until the dawn. Then you were gone. I wish I would. Instead, I make you mad as hell.
That's the Big Woo on Center Stage, Minnesota. The song is called Dogs Dead off their Tool for Everything album. Brianna Lane before that with Angel. And we started things off with Vicki Emerson. Here's Faith Boblett off her brand new album called Enough. The name of this song is All in Our Heads on Center Stage, Minnesota.
Is it strange to hear words ending in an empty room? Is it hard when the weekends end for you too? 'Cause even though I'm older now, I wanna stay with you. I still want to stay with you. I'm withdrawn. Don't know when I'll come up for air. Lungs aren't strong. I can't hold my breath for very long. Even when I start over, I wanna be with you. I still want to be with you.
Yeah.